Health Department spokesman John Silcox in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's also hot and humid in Washington, D.C.'s Virginia suburbs. That's where Zeb Rogerson and his friends tried to get in a golf game before it got too hot.
But we don't want to do anything to ruin our health. We were on the edge, you know. We looked over the cliff, but we backed off.
The heat wave is blamed for a couple dozen deaths. A cold front and intense storms are expected to break the heat later in the weekend. Also at SRNNews.com, Libyans are going to the polls for the first time since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was deposed and killed last year. Alexander Graf Lambsdorff is with the European Election Observer Mission in Libya.
This is a historic day for Libya, the first free elections in nearly 60 years. So far, the polling stations that we have been able to visit were well organized. Procedures were implemented according to the law. Voters have been disciplined. There is an atmosphere of joy across the country.
But there has been some violence.
In the eastern city of Benghazi, one polling station was closed after being attacked by armed men. Some there called for an election boycott, saying the system is biased towards Tripoli. But the overall response in Libya today has been peaceful and positive.
The BBC's Wira Davis in Tripoli. Afghanistan now holds a formal designation of major non-NATO ally to the U.S. On a visit to Kabul today, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton called the move a powerful commitment to Afghanistan's future. Some 15 countries in all have been designated major non-NATO allies. This is SRN News.
660 AM, The Answer.
Live from the studios of 660 AM, The Answer, this is DFW Medical Magazine, featuring helpful and insightful commentary from DFW area medical professionals. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphius interviews medical experts and asks the important questions that affect your health. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Medical Magazine. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphius.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the light meets the dark.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphius, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. The great Doug Rake is on vacation, and he is traveling to the great state of New York and seeing all the sights there. So Kevin Stewart and I are left here to share with you the good news about how to live a healthy and happy lifestyle. So before we get too far into the show, I want to thank a few people. I want to thank those the great people at the Boardroom Salon in Southlake for giving me a fantastic haircut yesterday, one that was long overdue. It's a great place for men to get their hair cut, and it's a great place to just relax if you're a guy. I also want to thank the Adventure Kids Play Care, which is where Tiffany and I drop the kids off when we need a date night or we just want to have a day out to relax for a little while. So with that said, we have a very important topic today. We want to talk a little bit about the health care bill, and we want to make sure that we give you the facts as we know them, because the bill has now become law, and the Supreme Court has said that it is actually a tax, and as it is a tax, Congress has the right to tax and the authority to tax. So therefore, the mandate is being upheld because of the fact that it's been called a tax. So Kevin, right out of the gate, let me get your quick opinion on the term tax when it comes to your health care. What's one of the things that comes to your mind first out of the gate?
Well, whenever you say the word tax, the first thing that comes to mind for most people is usually that few extra cents to a dollar that gets added on whenever you make a purchase at 7-Eleven. But I think calling the healthcare law a tax is kind of misleading, and it's confusing for people like us that try to research and really find out what are they actually trying to do here? What are they actually trying to accomplish?
Right, and so I've been reading the healthcare law, you know, in its various forms for the last couple of years, trying to make sense of it and trying to figure out where my place as a health professional is going to be and what's going to happen to my professional life, because it is concerning to me all the different fees and the different reimbursement rates that are going to be coming down the pike. And so it's very, very confusing. It's very frustrating at times to try to read certain things and then look back and go, but that doesn't sound anything remotely close to helpful. So a couple of things have stood out, and one of the things that really jumped out at me was the discussions that I've had with different patients and different people and friends about the purpose of insurance. And so I want to open up the phone lines to everybody out there today and have a little discussion about insurance, what it means to people, and what it's for. And I think that all of us would agree that we want the best for our neighbors, and we want the best for our friends and family members, and of course we want the best for ourselves. So at no point during this healthcare law bill am I trying to say that people shouldn't have insurance or that they should be covered because of a pre-existing condition. But I want to open it up to a conversation. So let me give you guys a toll-free number. The toll-free number is 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759. And let's talk a little bit about insurance and what it means for you and to your family. Now, the concept of everybody being covered under a universal health care, if you will, let's just call it what it is. Everybody has insurance, and everybody pays into a pool, and that funds the insurance. And some people won't be able to afford insurance, so that they'll dip into the fund to allow that to occur. And in theory, that doesn't sound like a bad idea, but the problem comes when people aren't living, A, a healthy lifestyle, or B, working to pay into the fund, and then all of a sudden it becomes more of a burden on a lot of us that are working and trying to do our fair share. And there are so many different things that are hidden in the bill. There are so many different penalties, for lack of a better word, because that's what they're called. They're called penalties, and the penalty basically means the tax that we'll have to pay. They're hidden in there all over the place, and it's frustrating to think that not everybody truly grasps the fact that in order to have this universal coverage, we all have to dig deeper into our pockets to pay for it. Now, my wife and I were talking about this. We've talked about it at length at many, many times. But there's a difference between helping a friend, helping a neighbor, helping a family member, versus being forced to help people, being forced to take money because maybe you don't have the money to give at that moment. And if you don't have it and they're taking it from you, that's going to put an unnecessary burden upon you. And the more burdens we place upon people, the worse it becomes. So I wanted to try to compare the auto insurance to the health insurance. I want to spend a little time examining those two because health insurance functions exactly like auto insurance. Your auto insurance has a deductible. Your health insurance has a deductible. Your auto insurance is not designed to make your car function better. Kevin, you have insurance on your car, correct?
Correct. I kind of have to.
Right, we all have to. Now, does that auto insurance make you a better driver?
It does not.
Does the auto insurance make your car run better?
It does not.
Does it make your car last longer?
It certainly does not.
Okay. Health insurance does the exact same thing. Health insurance is designed for the problem when something goes bad. Now, Kevin, if something goes bad in your car, let's say, for example, you have I wouldn't even call it a fender bender, but you back into a pole and you do minor damage to the car, are you going to call your insurance company?
Well, my car is an older car, so in my case, no. But to build upon that, in most cases, the minor damage you do to a car is not worth the deductible. And at the office, we deal with auto and health insurance for PIP cases.
Yeah, people get auto accidents. That's right. So that's exactly right, Kevin, is that you have to weigh the option. You look at the car and you think, was there enough damage to call my insurance company? Because what happens after you make a claim to your insurance company is you know that your rates are going to increase. So a lot of times people try to stay away from any kind of rate increase. So they don't even send any information to their auto insurance because they don't want their rates to increase. So you look at it. For example, your tires are going to wear out. And when your tires wear out on your car, do you call your insurance company and expect help in buying new tires?
You certainly do not.
No, you certainly do not. But what we've done and what the healthcare people have, the health insurance people and the pharmaceutical world, what they've done is they've convinced everybody to use their health insurance for the minor things. And as a result, that has driven up fees dramatically. So now everybody's paying more because we're trying to utilize our health insurance for something other than what it was designed for. And as a result, it absolutely, fundamentally has changed the name of the game. And now we've gotten to a point in society where we feel everybody should have to have health insurance. And there's a big, big, big difference between having to have auto insurance versus having to have health insurance. For example, you have to have auto insurance for a couple of reasons. Number one, very few people out there actually own their car. They're paying on their car, and they're paying a bank note for their car. So the bank wants to make sure that if you get in some kind of accident, you don't just walk away from the car and stop paying the note, leaving the bank high and dry with a wrecked car.
They want to protect their assets.
They want to protect their asset. That's exactly right. So the health insurance is different because there's no asset. You're not paying the bank for your body. So the other thing that occurs is when you get in an auto accident, typically you involve somebody else, whether it be a passenger in the car or another car on the road. Most accidents involve two parties. And so the bank also wants to make sure that they are not liable for the damages you've done while driving your car, so they make you get the insurance. And this makes perfect sense, and I don't think anybody in the world has a problem with that. The difference is if you're leading an unhealthy lifestyle, you're smoking, you're drinking, you're never exercising, you're not taking the good advice of that we give here on a daily or weekly basis, if you're not living a healthy lifestyle, well, that does not affect your neighbor. That doesn't affect the other people on your city, in your block. It doesn't affect your other family members. If you're living and making poor health choices, it affects you. It affects your ability to live a healthy lifestyle. It affects your diabetes level, your cancer, your heart disease. So as a result, it does not affect a bank, and it shouldn't be something that we are all forced to buy or pay a penalty or a tax on. So you're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, sponsored in part by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. We're talking about the health care bill, and we want to get your input, and we want to get your questions answered. Give us a call at 866-660-5759.
AM the answer 660 AM the answer.com. Maybe it's something in the drinking water in Washington, D.C. The President of the United States insisted all along that the health care mandate is not a tax.
You've got to take a responsibility to get health insurance. It is absolutely not a tax increase.
But the Chief Justice of the United States says it is, and that we're stuck with it.
It doesn't mean that the law is good for the country.
Now, let's try and make sense of it all.
From a tax perspective, it's going to affect us all the way up the food chain.
660 AM, The Answer.
Hi, Dr. Laura here. A quick story about Jeff. Jeff is my friend and my business manager, and I've been noticing he's been looking a lot thinner lately. And Jeff said all he'd done was enjoy those great-tasting meal replacement shakes from GreatShapeToday.com. He's getting thinner and thinner. He's already lost 40 pounds and raved about how these amazing weight loss shakes had taken the weight off faster and easier than anything he'd tried. So I asked my friends at Great Shape Today if they'd offer my listeners a risk-free trial so you could try those weight loss shakes for yourself. And they said, yep. So all you have to do is visit GreatShapeToday.com. They'll rush a risk-free two-week trial to you. Just pay $5 for shipping. You gotta hurry to get your risk-free two-week trial at GreatShapeToday.com. That's GreatShapeToday.com, GreatShapeToday.com. Example cases are obviously extraordinary. Users experiencing only typical results can expect significant pounds of weight loss along with healthy diet and exercise. Always consult a doctor before any dietary change that may cause rapid weight loss.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-200-6587. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-200-6587. That's 1-800-200-6587. 1-800-200-6587.
Hey, it's Mark Davis for my friends at Thompson 72 Degree Air Conditioning and Heating. Do you know that today's AC systems are so energy efficient they can save you up to 55% off your monthly electric bill? Man, with those savings, you're paying for a new system in a couple of years, pocketing the money for years to come. Thompson 72 Degree Air Conditioning and Heating right now has the Better Than Tax Credit Savings Special. Save $1,509. $9 off a new qualifying AC system. Give them a call, 817-560-4300. 817-560-4300. Don't like the new system in the first year? They'll yank it out and give you all your money back. Thompson 72 Degree Air Conditioning and Heating, when the temperature absolutely has to be just right. Call them today. Get $1,509 off. 817-560-4300. Got an AC system, need service? If you don't need a new system, they will fix yours. They won't sell you a new one you don't need, and they're not going to jack up the price just to mark down the price. It's Thompson's 72 Degree Air Conditioning and Heating. Thompsonscooling.com. Thompsonscooling.com.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy, because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
The all-new Mark Davis Show. Morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
The DFW Medical Magazine show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday afternoon learn about health and wellness. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victor Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, and located in the heart of Southlake, Texas. And we're talking to you about the healthcare law, and we're talking about insurance and what it means to us. And one of the big things that was said during the campaign of 2008 and during the really big public push to get this healthcare law passed was that premiums would not go up. And that it would cover so many people. And one of the things I've always subscribed to is that a lot of times people are not, they're choosing not to buy insurance because it's cheaper to just pay cash. Or they're choosing not to buy insurance because they're rolling the dice and risking that they're not going to get hurt or injured or get some sort of disease because they can't afford it at the time. And when you start adding in penalties to everybody, well, then all of a sudden it's going to make it that much more difficult to live your life the way you're trying to live your life. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have insurance, and I'm not saying that you should not, that you should gamble with your health. But what I'm telling you is that it's flat out a tax, and it's been called a tax by the Supreme Court. And one of the things that was also said over and over during the 2008 elections and during the course of the push to get the healthcare law passed was that your insurance premiums wouldn't go up, you'd be able to keep your insurance, and that it would be cheaper for just about everybody. And one of the things I want you guys to understand is there was a note that was sent out by Medicare, and it says, and I'm going to quote here from Medicare, that the 2014 rate compared to the 2013 rate for those people who have Medicare. So for those of you who are on Medicare, it's very important that your monthly fee, it's currently at $96.40, and then in 2012 it rose to $104.20. In 2013 it will rise to $120.20. So a little bit of incremental change over the last couple of years. So currently it's sitting at $120 a month. This is for your Medicare Part A, I believe. In 2014, the premium, the monthly premium for Medicare, rises to $247. Okay, these are provisions that were incorporated by the legislation so that it was purposely, I shouldn't say it was purposely delayed, but it seems like it was purposely delayed, that big jump until after the election. Because if everybody saw that for 2012, that would be a big problem. But the bottom line is by 2014, Medicare is sending out notes that the premiums will rise to $247 per month. Now, for those people who are not understanding or don't know what Medicare is what we get when we're over the age of 65. We're kind of forced into the Medicare system because of how we've been paying taxes and what's been happening. And it's a double the monthly premium just for Medicare alone. So if it's doubling the Medicare premium, you can only start to speculate what will happen to the rest of us who are on traditional health insurance, that our rates are going to have to go up. So one of the things I also want you guys to understand is that over and over and over, it was said that there's not going to be any rationing of care. There'd be no rationing of care. Care would not be rationed. Well, I want to turn you to the bill itself. And Section 101, under the title Funding Termination of Authority in General, there is an appropriate to the Secretary. Now, they're talking about the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And what they're saying is that the Treasury will appropriate $5 billion to pay claims against the high-risk pool under this section in excess of the premiums collected with respect to eligible individuals enrolled in the high-risk pool. Such funds shall be available without fiscal year limitation. Now, the next section, Section 2, under that same title, is insufficient funds. If the Secretary estimates for any fiscal year that the aggregate amounts available for payment of expenses of the high-risk pool will be less than the amount of the expenses, the Secretary shall make such adjustments as are necessary to eliminate such a deficit, including reducing benefits, increasing premiums, or establishing waiting lists. That's not made up. That's coming from Section 101 in the current health care law under the term funding termination of authority. The Secretary of Health and Human Service, if he or she determines that there's not enough funds available, he or she has the right to reduce benefits, increase premiums, or establish waiting lists. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is what's known as rationing of care and raising taxes. So they have no choice if they come up short. And statistically speaking, they're going to come up short because what the government tends to do is they tend to not run things very efficiently. This doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. The government just doesn't run things very efficiently at all. So we already know a few things are happening. Next year, Medicare doubles. The monthly premiums double for the individual who has Medicare. We know that if there's a budget shortfall, that the Secretary of Health and Human Services can make the adjustments, increasing premiums, reducing benefits, or establishing waiting lists. That does not sound like a very good thing to me. It doesn't sound like a good use of our tax funds. And speaking of tax funds, there are penalties all over this thing, all over this healthcare bill, riddled with penalties, riddled with fees, riddled with taxes. And some of the penalties include a 3.8% Medicare tax. For individuals making over $200,000, making under $200,000, your Medicare tax will increase by 3.8%. So that's happening. That's there. The mandate, if you choose to ignore the mandate, you will be taxed. The first year, you'll be taxed at $95 for the year, which doesn't sound like a giant tax. But by 2014, your tax will be $695 a year. So if you're a family of four, that's $695 per person. $695 times your whole family. So there are penalties in it. There are also sections in there under covered benefits cost sharing. All right, so Section 107, which is on page 22 of the bill, Section 107, is to enroll in the program, you must submit to application to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services will attest that the individual is a resident of the 50 states or of the District of Columbia. And if you do not make enough money under Section 107, page 22, you will not have to pay. But as long as you submit and you show your tax return, you say, hey, look, I'm not making enough money, you don't have to pay. So there's covered benefits, there is cost sharing, there's premiums, and there's consumer protection all built into it. It may vary by age, so long as the premiums do not exceed. Okay, there's a level of premiums that it cannot exceed. So there is a section that talks about if you can't afford care, you don't have to pay for it. There's also a section that says that you cannot be denied medical benefits because of a pre-existing condition. We're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. But I want you guys to understand that the bill does have clearly written in it that we cannot be denied insurance because of a pre-existing condition. So that's written in the bill. That part they did not lie about. Now, the fine print behind that is how much it's going to cost for those benefits. And it doesn't just cost the person with the problem, with a pre-existing condition. They're going to raise all of our premiums to cover those things. Because health insurance companies are a business, and they're there to generate revenue for the shareholders, for the people working there, for the CEOs, for everybody across the board. They're in business to make money. That's what insurance companies do. And one of the things that's so baffling to me is how during the whole presidential election of 2008, Obama kept saying, oh, well, these insurance companies are wrought with problems. They're corrupt. They're greedy. And so what they've done is they've then written a bill that mandates every single one of us buy insurance from those exact same greedy companies that he just got done talking about during the election. So this whole thing is full of holes. It's full of flaws. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is something that bothers me both on a professional level and on a personal level. Because on a professional level, the Secretary of Health and Human Services can ration the care. So, Kevin, if you have a problem, the Secretary says, hey, look, we're having a budget shortfall. Kevin, you're pretty healthy. Why don't you wait in line? And they're going to maybe bump somebody who's not so healthy up to the top of the line. Or maybe they'll say, Kevin, I'm sorry about your dad, but he's over the age of 65, and you know, we're just going to ration his benefits a little bit.
You know, Dr. Brian, that sounds a lot like socialized medicine to me.
Well, it absolutely is, but the problem is, and here's a stat that people say, well, all these other countries have this program. All of these other countries don't have a population anywhere near that of the United States of America. You talk about your England, your Sweden, you talk about these developed countries that have these programs, the Canadas. They don't have the populations that we do. And they don't have the population of unemployed that we do. They don't have all of the problems, the social problems that we have in terms of trying to fund a bill like this of this magnitude. So you're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine. This show is dedicated in part to the healthcare law, which affects every single one of us. It's not as good as it sounds. There is a lot of holes in this thing. We'll be right back after this short message.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0896. 1-800-458-0896. That's 1-800-458-0896. 1-800-458-0896.
If you're buying or selling a home, do you know the most costly mistake you could make in today's market? Not ensuring that home comes with a home protection plan. After all, a home protection plan from American Home Shield protects homeowners against unexpected repairs and breakdowns of 21 major home systems and appliances, including air conditioning, plumbing, water heaters, refrigerators, washers, and more. That's an incredible benefit for anyone moving into a new home and a competitive advantage for sellers. Just ask your local real estate professional what a difference it could make. For valuable free information about a home protection plan, including terms, rates, and coverage, call American Home Shield at 1-800-900-0295. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. When home buyers ask, "Does this home come with a home protection plan?" the answer can make or break the deal. For valuable free information, call American Home Shield at 1-800-900-0295. That's 1-800-900-0295.
You could trade in that car, you could sell it in the newspaper or on a website, or you could do something that will impact a person's life for many years to come. Donate your car today to Charity Motors. When you donate your car to Charity Motors, you're going to get a full fair market value tax deduction guaranteed. Your tax deduction is based on the value of your car. Charity Motors is the only car donation program in the Lone Star State that offers you this amazing tax break. But the best news is, when Charity Motors gets your car, they're going to turn around and sell it at about half off to someone in the community that needs a car. And when your car sells to that person, you get to pick the charity of your choice that will receive the money from the sale of your car. So get that great tax break, help somebody right here in the DFW Metroplex, and help a local charity. Charity Motors helps hundreds of charities a year, so you pick the charity that's closest to your heart. You get that great tax break, and someone in the community gets a car. Get the ball rolling right now at CharityMotors.org or call 972-CHARITY. That's 972-CHARITY or CharityMotors.org.
If you are concerned about your financial future and are over 50, you're retired, or you're retiring soon, I would like to invite you to our free financial planning and retirement seminar. This is certified financial planner Ken Morafe and host of the Money Matters radio show. Your retirement should be your second childhood without parental supervision, a time to enjoy, not to worry. Get a current analysis of today's market and much more.
Tuesday, July 10th is the free seminar in Dallas and Fort Worth at 7 p.m. Seating is limited, so register at moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
When the weather's bad, power's out, cell circuits are busy, and the internet is down, radio can still connect you with critical information about what's going on. That's why we're working to ensure radio receivers are in every mobile phone, and you can help. Visit RadioRocksMyPhone.com and join the movement to get free local radio in your phone. That's RadioRocksMyPhone.com. Radio, always on, always there. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic. We're talking about the healthcare law, but I want to tease you guys with a little segment we're going to do coming up here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about a device that has been groundbreaking at our office. It's called Avazia. It's a microcurrent device, and this thing has been helping our patients get so much better, so much faster. It's unbelievable how well this microcurrent device called Avazia is working. And we'll talk a little bit more about microcurrent here in the next few minutes. I want to continue talking about the healthcare law that has now come to complete fruition. It was passed back in 2010, ruled on by the Supreme Court to be, ruled on a week or two ago, ruled by the Supreme Court to be constitutional because they said it was a tax. It's a tax. It's an assault on our freedoms. We have to purchase something whether you want to or not. And they have the ability to ration care. They have the ability to create waiting lists. They have the ability to increase premiums if they feel they're not going to have enough money. There are already several taxes that were put into place by the healthcare bill itself. For starters, there's a 3.8% increase in Medicare taxes that people will be making. There is $695 for people that don't have insurance. There's a lot of different taxes that are in there. There's stuff called a tanning tax. There's going to be a tax on people that tan. That part of that's going to be used to fund the bill. There will be taxes on medical devices that are sold. There are going to be taxes on medical devices that are manufactured. All of these taxes are also going to, statistically speaking, lead to more costs for people, the cost of buying these things. If there's a tax on the tanning place is probably going to have to raise their rates to stay in business. If there's a tax on medical devices, the people making the medical devices are going to have to increase their prices as well. And the people who buy the medical devices are typically medical doctors, hospitals. So they're not going to absorb the cost, so they can't stay in business to help people, so they're going to have to raise rates. This thing, I'm afraid that it doesn't look good for a lot of people. And it doesn't look good for medical practitioners. It doesn't look good for patients. If there's waiting lists, if the Secretary of Health and Human Services can say, hey, you have to wait, you can't be seen. And the way this is all going to happen is there's going to be an electronic card, kind of like a credit card that we're going to carry with us, and that's how we're going to prove we have insurance. And this electronic card will have your information on there, whether you've paid the taxes, whether you have the insurance. All that stuff's going to be listed on a card, and that's how they're going to say, hey, this person has to wait, this person can go, this person can get treated. That's how they're going to increase fees. It's, you know, it's kind of a frightening scenario, and it's not something that I'm making up. It's all in the bill. It's all covered in there. And one of the things that's covered is that we have to have the right to insurance, whether we have a pre-existing condition or not. Now, this on its face sounds really good because I think we all know friends, loved ones that have a pre-existing condition that have had trouble getting insurance. Now, it states, Section 107, Subsection G, covered benefits, cost sharing, premiums, and consumer protection, that it may vary by age so long as the premiums do not exceed the ratio of 2-1. They shall be set at a level that does not exceed 125% of the prevailing standard rate. It shall be adjusted for adjusted for geographical variation cost. So what I just read means that the insurance companies have to let you have insurance, but it cannot exceed. So they're going to charge you up to 125% more than the standard rate. Now, to get around that, they can increase the standard rate because they say that the ratio of somebody who has a pre-existing condition cannot exceed what they pay, cannot exceed 2-1. So the insurance companies have the right to increase everybody's premium to make up the difference because, like I said before, it is a benefit, or excuse me, it's a business, and the health insurance companies don't want to go out of business. So there's a problem. There's a lot of different things that are happening that are flying under the radar, and it's got to be up to us to read the bill, find these things. Don't just take my word for it. Go look up the healthcare law, read it yourself, find what I'm finding, get as upset as I got, and then do something about it. And we can do something about it starting in November. And I hate to be overly political because I'm a doctor. I'm not a politician. But I want to continue to be able to stay in business so I can help you guys. My sole existence is to help you live a healthy lifestyle. That's I believe what God put me on this earth for, is to help you live a healthy lifestyle. And if it comes down to it, and if I can't make any money doing it, I don't know what's going to happen. So I don't want this to affect the way that we do business at the office. I want you guys to stay healthy. I want you to get healthy if you're not. And right now I want to go to a caller on line one. Joe, welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Dr. Nymphius, Kevin.
How are you doing, sir?
Good deal, man. I'll tell you what, I hope you all are doing well. Doc, first I want to say thank you for what you do. I know that you're in the business as well to generate new business, why you have this show, but I know you're helping a lot of people. You've helped me just with the information you've given me, and I'm very, very grateful. I could go down the list. I won't do it and take your time right now on that. Maybe another time, but I was just going to touch on, Kevin, you had brought up all the extra taxes that are going to be within the health care bill on top of the tax if you don't have insurance. But the main, well, all of it is upsetting as well to me. But what is equally upsetting is the fact that you're not going to have a collection agency. You're not going to have the hospital, you know, that may or may not work with you, or you can make payment. You're going to have the IRS that's going to be tracking you down. It already has all your information, knows your banking, knows your Social Security. They can forcibly take the money, what they feel that you can afford or whatever. They will be able to one. And plus, you're going to have bureaucrats, politicians sitting in some office somewhere within your district or whatever that are making decisions on your health. And, Doc, I don't know if it's in there or not, but it would not surprise me, and if it's, and especially what they've done about going around this healthcare bill and what they're trying to do in limiting people on certain sizes of drinks and things like that, which we know, of course, in that most of the people that are in poverty, 9 out of 10 eat at home. So the people that are actually out there that may treat themselves every once in a while, they're trying to increase the revenue there. But I was wondering, Doc, is that within this healthcare bill, let's just say they take a blood work. They're going to know everything about you. I truly believe they will be able to put you in a position and maybe even deny or delay your health care by maybe they say you need to lose weight. Maybe you're on any kind of drug or whatever. Well, you need to get off that. You need to go to rehab. And before we can do all this stuff for you, you need to be clean. So there is going to be a tight grip in every aspect. I think there's going to be a lot of liberties and our privacy that we're going to lose from this health care bill. What do y'all think?
Well, you're exactly right. And there's been a giant push over the last couple of years to get what's called electronic medical records so that all of your records are sitting on a big central computer. I don't know about you, but the HIPAA laws that I have to follow on a daily basis at the office, they say that you're not allowed to share anything with anybody. Nobody can know anything about anybody's condition. But if everything is on a supercomputer, I don't know about you, but I've often heard that computers can be hacked. Kevin,
I would 100% agree. I feel very strongly about this. Every time there's a digital library of something, somebody has access. Somebody always has access. There's techniques, social engineering, brute force passwords and everything. I mean, you can, if you want access, you can find a way to get access, period.
Yeah, so I agree that they're going to look at everything. And how long is it going to be before we realize, hey, you know what, we're paying for all these people that are absolutely unhealthy slobs, and it's affecting all of our rates. I mean, look, when you buy auto insurance, you know what happens if you get a bunch of speeding tickets, right?
Absolutely.
The speeding tickets doesn't mean there's any damage done to your car, does it? But they still raise your rates because they feel that you are a threat to cause an accident, right?
Absolutely.
So what's going to happen when they start looking at how much soda you drink, or how many cigarettes you smoked, or if you work out, or if you exercise properly?
Or refuse prescription medication,
yeah,
even.
They'll look at those things, and they're going to fine you. They're going to tax you. It is inevitable. And I don't want to say, oh, you're speculating, Dr. Nymphius. No, it's inevitable. It's what they do. There's going to come a point in society where you say, you know what? We did it with auto insurance. Hey, you speeders could be dangerous to me, so we are going to fine you for speeding. Then we're going to raise your rate on your insurance. So the same thing is going to happen. They're going to say, oh, Joe, hey, I see you didn't go to the gym the last 6 months. That means you haven't been working out. Here's your penalty. Your insurance goes up as a result. And then the more people that don't exercise, that means all of our insurance goes up. And it is such a scam on the highest level. And that it makes me sick to my stomach to think that we were so bamboozled by lying politicians. And ever since I was a kid, the one thing I heard over and over and over again is that politicians lie. Well, why does it come as a surprise to us that they absolutely lied and jammed this disgusting bill down our throats? It comes as no surprise to anybody, does it?
No, and you know, it turned out to be a lot more expensive than what they had quoted. And also, one thing on I agree with you on the
Joe, wait, we're heading into a break.
No, that's good. I'll let you go.
Have a great weekend, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. You listen to DFW Medical Magazine. We'll be right back after this message.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Tune in to the best home show to learn more about new technologies for your home. Everything from home automation to the new Lennox 50 SEER air conditioning and heating systems. Brought to you by A Better Deal Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Appliances. Listen later this afternoon from 5 to 6 right here on 660 AM The Answer to the best home show, and learn more about how to make your home the best it can be.
Somebody told me since I have cracks in my walls that I need foundation repair. Is that true? Let's ask Bill Thomas of Accurate Foundation Repair.
That's not necessarily true. With the drought we're having today, we look at a lot of them that don't need foundation repair. However, they show signs that they may. Truth is, the drought makes it look that way.
Seems like every foundation repair company offers a warranty, but how do I know what warranty even means?
In the service industry, a warranty is only as good as a company writing it. We have the only warranty in the industry that's backed by a third-party insurance company, Structure Home Warranty.
I've heard foundation repair is expensive, so how much does foundation repair typically cost?
Foundation repair issues can get expensive. Shop around, get your best price, then call Accurate Foundation Repair. We'll give you high-quality steel piers at a price you can afford. 972-623-2500. That's 972-623-2500, or on the web at AccurateFoundationRepair.com.
Accurate Foundation Repair. We give you a lift for the whole lot less.
If you're like most people, you've been disappointed by your mattress. The fact is that most conventional mattresses fail. They fail to hold up over time, developing body impressions and becoming uncomfortable in just a few months. Ultimately, they fail to provide you with the comfort you deserve. There's a good reason why the Sovin European Sleep System won't disappoint you. Well, actually, several reasons. First, Sovin beds are made with only the highest quality components, components which over time provide exceptional durability, support, and comfort. Second, Sovin beds are custom tailored to you and how you sleep. not a one-size-fits-all. Custom-tailored for greater comfort. And third, Sovin beds are made with natural, healthy materials. Materials that breathe and help maintain stable body temperatures. And to prove how much Sovin believes in the quality and comfort of their products, they offer a 60-day comfort exchange and a full 10-year warranty. A real warranty without the confusing fine print. Durable, healthy, comfortable beds. The world's most comfortable mattress, guaranteed. Sovin European Sleep Systems at Inwood & Lovers in Dallas, behind the Inwood Theater, on the web at sovn.com.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dowworth Clean. But did you know that Dowworth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dowworth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dowworth. And only Dowworth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dowworth. Some conditions do apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dowworth clean. Dowworth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dowworth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dowworth clean.
Cell phone cameras are everywhere. Work, family gatherings, weddings. By the time you get home, you're already on Facebook. Imagine looking forward to having your picture taken. Great Shape Today is the weight loss formula engineered by a science team featuring a Nobel Prize winner. In 2 weeks, you'll lose more weight than you've ever experienced in your life, or send it back and pay nothing more. Visit GreatShapeToday.com.
Users experiencing only typical results can expect noticeable weight loss along with healthy diet and exercise. Always consult a doctor before any dietary change that may cause rapid weight loss.
GreatShapeToday.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
The DFW Medical Magazine show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. We've been talking a lot about the healthcare law, and if you just joined in, you missed a pretty good discussion a few minutes ago. But what I want to talk to you today, right now, about is a really, really groundbreaking, monumental device created by a company called Avazia. Avazia, A-V-A-Z-Z-I-A, is a company that creates microcurrent devices that are absolutely incredible, and they're fantastic for getting rid of pain. In fact, they are FDA approved to get rid of pain. So Avazia is a lot like our office in that their whole goal is to provide non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical relief of pain. And what they have done, and the founder, Tim Smith, is an incredibly intelligent man, and in fact, if I can promote Tim Smith a little bit, he's going to be on our show next weekend talking about this Avazia device and talking a little bit about himself. But Tim Smith, a former TI legend, a legend at Texas Instruments, got into helping people get rid of their pain, and he has created a microchip that helps to create a microcurrent. And what the microcurrent does is it provides biofeedback. Okay, it's best technology, which is biofeedback electrical stimulation that allows the user to see what's going on in terms of what areas to treat. And this Avazia device is so absolutely groundbreaking because what it is able to do is it's able to get rid of pain for people, not cover it up like aspirin or ointments do, but really get rid of the pain because it alters at the cellular level how the nervous system fires into the tissue. And it's fantastic because the microcurrent is able to read what's going on in the body and help to alter it in a positive manner. So when I first got turned on to this device, I thought, oh, there's no way. How can this work? This, you know, I know how current works in the body, and I know what TENS units do. How can this be any different? But it's dramatically different from a TENS unit or a micro stim or a stimulation machine that you may get at, like we have at our office, Kevin. So I started using the Avazia microcurrent device, and I started using it on some patients. And Kevin, I want you to tell them, because this is what we're going to call the Avazia testimony of the week, so to speak. So, Kevin,
yes,
tell them about Ken, our patient Ken, who we use the device, the Avizia device on. Tell them about Ken. Give everybody a little background about Ken. How old is Ken?
He's 65 years old.
He's 65 years old, and he's had back pain for most of his life.
Yeah, yeah. From he's been doing a lot of sitting, and he actually had a disc rupture in his lower lumbar area.
Okay, so for those of you, he does a lot of sitting. He was a pilot, and he retired a few years ago, and he had a ruptured disc in his lower back, and so we've been working with him for the last couple of years, and we got him mobile again, so he didn't need a surgery, which was a huge step, but he still had kind of a chronic pain.
Well, also, I'd like to add, he has an impeccable diet, and he's been doing all of his rehabilitation exercises at home, too.
So, yeah, so he's been following the instructions that we gave him. He's been altering his diet. He's really done a lot of good stuff, but he still had this chronic back pain, and he still had some chronic stiffness. And this is after getting a lot of good stuff, a lot of good work done. He's taking the time. He's taking care of his body. And we've been treating him for the better part of 2 years, on and off with different things, helping him with his diet, helping him with his exercise, helping with his rehab. So we use this microcurrent on him. And how many times did we use it on him?
We only used it once.
One time, and the treatment took about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say about 20.
So we used it on him one time. And, Kevin, what was the feedback that you got from Ken just the other day?
Well, this particular patient's pretty close to us, so I actually received a text message from him, and I'd like to pull it up right now and quote it because I think it's pretty cool what he said. He said, "It feels good." He's referring to his lower back. "It feels good. It's the best it's felt in years."
So after one treatment, and that's not normal. I mean, usually it takes more than one treatment, but in Ken's case, it took one treatment. And in a lot of cases that we've seen, it takes one treatment for dramatic results, not necessarily 100%, but for dramatic results to be there. So this Avizia device has literally changed the way things are being done at our office at Victory Chiropractic. So what I recommend for anybody out there struggling with chronic pain is give us a call at the office. The phone number at our office is 817-267. Oh, my God, what's our phone number? 817-251-6767. I forgot our phone number. If you're struggling with pain, and honestly, give us a call at the office, 817-251-6767, and schedule the consult for the Avizia device, because this thing, I believe it's groundbreaking. It's absolutely groundbreaking what it's been able to do in the office with people like Ken. And we've used it on many, many patients so far over the last couple of weeks, and we have had unbelievable results. I've used it myself personally to help my leg problem that I've been having. So it's one of those things that I wholeheartedly believe in, and I wholeheartedly believe in it so much that I went out and got a couple of devices so that I can use them on patients, because I believe that this Avizia company, they're headed in the right direction, and this device, this microcurrent device, the Best Pro is what it's called, and they also have a Best Pro Sport. It's a biofeedback. So when I'm using it, or when Kevin's using it, we can put it on the person, and it will tell us areas that we need to treat. So if we put it on an area it doesn't need to be treated, we can pick it up and move it to another area. And not only does it tell us where to treat, it tells us how long to treat. So it'll signal when it's done sending a current, and we can pick it up, put it back, and reset the signal. And we are able to move this device around because it's created by Tim Smith. It's got a microchip in it. It fits in the palm of our hand.
It's about the size of a cell phone.
Yeah, so we can use this device on many different areas in the body. And sometimes when we're treating, it takes 4 or 5 minutes, and we'll do several spots in the same area. So like in Ken's case, we were focusing on his low back, and we were getting feedback from this device that, you know, that there's a lot of scar tissue in there, a lot of inflammation. So the numbers that were feeding back to us were very, very high. So we treated for 15, 20 minutes, different spots and different in the same area of his lower back. And we made those numbers decrease a little bit. And we got them down to where they were real high, down to mid-level numbers. And the results were phenomenal. Ken sends us a message saying the best he's felt in years. And this is after having already changed his diet, changed his lifestyle, gotten incredibly good chiropractic care. He did some decompression. We did some cold laser with him. And then we added this really, probably the final piece of the puzzle is this microcurrent. And I am thrilled that Avazia has been able to create this device. And the really good thing about Avazia is that it is based here in the DFW Metroplex. It's literally developed here, it's manufactured here, and it's shipped all over. So this company, Avazia, is growing leaps and bounds because this product, this device actually works. And from what we've seen at the office, I believe it's a game changer. So if you guys are interested, if you know somebody that has a lot of pain or you yourself are in a lot of pain, please call Victory Chiropractic. Call us at the office. Call me. The phone number is 817-251-6767. Well, we started out the show talking about the healthcare bill. And I want you guys to understand that my passion is in truly helping people. And we want you guys to live a healthy, active life. So there are a few people that are out there. There are a lot of people out there that want that for you as well. And you probably want that for other people, because most of us want our friends and family to be healthy and successful and all that kind of stuff. So please, if there's anything we can do, from nutritional consultation to back and neck pain to using this Avazia device to really get rid of pain and treat the whole body, not just one particular symptom, give us a call at Victory Chiropractic. Let Kevin and myself do what we can to help you out.
You can also go to our website too, and we have a newly designed site up as well.
That's right. I forgot to, we redesigned our website, so it's victorychiropractic.com. Check out our website and see what we're all about, and let us know if we can help you out. So our show today is brought to you by the Boardroom Salon. The Boardroom Salon has multiple locations here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The one I go to on a regular basis is in Southlake. They have a Dallas location on Lover's Lane and an Allen location off of Village Green Drive. The show is also brought to you by the great people at Adventure Kids Play Care, which we take our kids to on a regular basis. It's a fantastic place to drop your kids off, let them play so that you and the wife can have a little time alone. Adventure Kids Play Care is located in Southlake, and they also have locations in Mansfield as well. So thank you so much for listening. I really hope you learned something today. We'll be back next weekend. We're going to be talking to Tim Smith, the founder of Avazia, and he's going to share his knowledge about microcurrent and how it can be used to better your life. This is Dr. Brian Nymphius, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to DFW Medical Magazine with Dr. Brian Nymphius, Clinical Director for Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Texas. Comments given by our guests are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Medical Magazine here on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
As the number of triple-digit days increase, so does the possibility of your home developing foundation problems. Hi, I'm Tom Kidd, engineering graduate of Texas A&M and owner of Structured Foundation Repairs. Our number is 972-484-1200. In the summer, foundation repair companies come out of the woodwork, just like roofing companies after a big storm. So as a homeowner, how do you know who to choose to evaluate and repair your foundation? I've asked many of the homeowners of the almost 9,000 homes that we've repaired why they chose Structured. The common answer was simple. They trusted us not to sell them unneeded repairs and to stand behind any repairs that were actually done. They also liked that we were fully insured and that our pricing was very competitive, even with the companies that weren't fully insured. So if you're seeing cracks that might indicate a foundation problem, and you want to work with an honest and reliable contractor, call Structured Foundation Repairs today at 972-484-1200. That's 972-484-1200. Or click structuredfoundation.com.
From Plano to Denton down to Lewis.